There seems to be increasing confusion over how long people should be waiting for a booster shot. When you become eligible, what if you've had a bout of COVID? How long should you wait then? And who could be eligible for the fourth dose? Antiviral medication is reducing the effects of Omicron and is now becoming more broadly available. So I asked Chief Clinical Advisor Dr. Steve Hamilton of the Australian Digital Health Agency whether greater use of antivirals would reduce the stress on the health system and stop people getting as seriously ill.
Just talking to the specialists who were saying, look, within 24 hours, we can see the difference. People who were at risk of either keeping them in hospital or putting them in hospital can turn the corner. So, you know, it's the heavy artillery for your immune system, but at the end of the day, we've got to rely on your immune system to do the work.
The antivirals do seem to help a great deal. How easy is it to qualify for a prescription if you've had COVID?
Well, it's a lot easier to get this week, because TAGI, our top immunisation experts, have updated their recommendations, and they're now saying that we should allow this drug a lot more readily to be available to people that need it, and that's been very helpful. So anyone over 70, for example, can access it no matter what's going on, because we just know that people over 70 are actually significantly at risk. So that's changed, which is actually very good. If you're over 50 now and you've got or over 30 Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander with two risk factors, that might be obesity, might be diabetes, might be kidney disease, might be any cause of immunosuppression. If you're over 50 and you've got two, sign up to a antiviral. If you're 18 plus, in other words, an adult, and you're immunocompromised, you know, you've had a transplant, you're on high dose corticosteroids. These are drugs that, you know, suppress your immune system. You might have heart disease. You're actually eligible for these oral treatments. Of course, anyone living in residential aged care, if you're thinking about mum and dad or grandma and grandpa in residential aged care, someone with a neurological condition, a stroke, congestive heart failure, these are the sorts of things that will qualify you for these antivirals. And so we've broadened the base to allow them to be used, and it's certainly making a difference.
The government's also opened up the eligibility for a fourth dose of vaccine. Now, if you've had COVID, how long do you need to wait before getting a booster? There seems to be a number of figures out there.
Well, and that's another interesting thing about this particular virus, you know, and there are some variations among the states as well. So we've got to look at what our state is saying. What we were saying up till recently is that if you're healthy and you're an adult and you've had, you know, three doses, that's your primary course. So we said two doses and a booster. Well, really, everybody needs three doses to start with. And, you know, we've sort of accepted that now. And then we said, well, a winter fourth dose would be great if you were at particular risk. And time has marched on. So my third dose, for example, was in Christmas Eve last year. So it's been 6 months plus, and my immunity is waning. So I'm at risk. In fact, I caught the disease last Thursday, so it makes a lot of sense. A fourth dose would have benefited me, and TAGI is now saying everyone should have a fourth dose. And if you're over 30, you can electively have a fourth dose. If you're over 50, we're recommending it. So we're sort of opening up the availability. Our problem in this country, of course, is people aren't having their third dose, and we've got a big problem with fully immunising everyone, let alone the fourth dose, and we've got excess vaccine around, so let's use it. Now, if you do get the infection, and that's the question you started with, how long should you wait to get that booster? Well, there's a couple of reasons for that. The infection itself does stimulate your immunity, but the booster does a better job. Now, there's not too many illnesses where that happens, where the immunity is better after the vaccine than it is after the virus, but this is one of them. One of the states is saying wait a month before you get the next vaccine. Most of the states are saying wait 3 months, because you get a boost to your immunity. And you'll just have to have a look at your local state regulations. But you do get a boost when you get the virus, and you can wait up to 3 months for the next one. If you're particularly at risk, you can shorten that time and have a talk to your GP about that, because they can certainly shorten it if they think you're particularly at risk. But most of us, certainly over 50, should be having four doses. If you're over 30, you've got the option of a fourth dose. I'd actually take it. I really can recommend not getting this disease. It's going to put you in bed for a few days and make you a bit miserable. For the younger ones, their immunity is pretty strong. 16 to 29, that you should have three doses. If you're over 5 to 15, you should have two doses. But look, people with severe and complex health needs might even need more doses than four. So we'll have to tailor that advice to the individual.
Dr. Steve Hamilton, Chief Clinical Advisor of the Australian Digital Health Agency, speaking with me there.